We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, brave viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10K U-band and Intersat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Puntarenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC-CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Shla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City, in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Benazir Income Support Program allocates $750 million for Pakistani women. In ecology news, giant tortoises help to reforest part of Mauritius. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Firefighters Without Borders, a Canadian-founded nonprofit which is dedicated to helping fire departments in various parts of the world. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 30th, is the birthday of the President of Paraguay, His Excellency Fernando Almindo Lugo Mendes. Born in 1951 in San Pedro del Paraná, Paraguay, President Lugo was elected to office in 2008. During His Excellency's administration, access to healthcare and food and water services have been made more available to the disadvantaged in the country, and the economy has improved. In addition, President Lugo has demonstrated commitment to halting climate change and to support peace and democracy. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Fernando Lugo, for your efforts to enhance the lives of the people of Paraguay. We wish you excellent health and a birthday filled with happiness in the company of cherished ones.
Fly-in news. Post-disaster nuclear safety efforts continue in Japan. A new 17-member Japanese government panel held its first meeting on Saturday, May 28th, to begin creating a disaster prevention plan. Meanwhile, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, continues in efforts to halt the nuclear crisis at the stricken Fukushima Daiichi power plant.
Further nuclear fears have been sparked as Tropical Storm Sangda bears down on the country, with TEPCO officials saying that the damaged facility is not prepared for the intense weather, and an advisor to Prime Minister Naoto Kan also stating that the plant's safety measures are not adequate. With the nuclear accident leaving some of the buildings uncovered, concerns have been raised that the storm could carry radioactive material across the air and sea.
With a recent report stating that the cores of reactors 1, 2, and 3 had experienced serious meltdowns, another report submitted by Japan's Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency revealed that leaks in two key containment vessels have been causing high levels of radiation that in turn have been hampering cooling efforts. Meanwhile, more than 160 nuclear and civil engineers over the age of 60 have volunteered to come out of retirement in an effort to protect some of the more than 1,000 younger engineers who have been risking extremely high radiation levels at the site.
On Friday, Japan's science ministry announced that levels of radioactive iodine and cesium, up to several hundred times higher than normal, have been detected on the Pacific seabed. The radioactive substances were found all along a 300-kilometer stretch from Kesanuma, Miyagi Prefecture, to Choshi, Chiba Prefecture, including locations which had not been previously investigated. Earlier, environmental organization Greenpeace had warned that significant amounts of radioactive contamination continue to spread far from the Fukushima Daiichi plant, after collected data revealed seaweed radiation levels 50 times above official limits. Jan Van Putt, Greenpeace radiation expert, stated, "Despite what the authorities are claiming, radioactive hazards are not decreasing through dilution or dispersion of materials, but the radioactivity is instead accumulating in marine life."
Following protests by parents and citizens after the government raised a permissible limit of radiation exposure for Fukushima Prefecture school children, the Education Ministry announced on Friday that it would set a lower limit. To achieve its goal of reducing radiation exposure to 1 millisievert or less per year, the ministry will provide subsidies to remove contaminated topsoil from fields and playgrounds, and is providing all schools with instruments to measure radiation in students.
Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan stated after the end of the G8 summit in France on Friday that the nation will increase its use of sustainable energy. Elsewhere, European Union member states agreed to conduct in-depth tests on all 146 of their nuclear power plants, with the plan being to shut down any stations that do not pass.
Our appreciation, Japanese and international officials, experts and personnel, working to ensure the safety of the public from radiation. Our prayers for the swift halt to such dangers through humanity's more benevolent, eco-conscious stewardship of the planet.
Death toll from Joplin tornado in U.S. rises to 142. As of Sunday, May 29th, 7 days after one of the most destructive tornadoes in U.S. history ravaged the city of Joplin, Missouri, fatalities had risen to at least 142. Over 600 volunteers and 50 police canine search teams continued in nonstop efforts to find the more than 90 people still missing. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon declared Sunday an official state day of prayer and remembrance.
When fatal tornadoes first struck last week, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $20,000 US dollars for emergency aid, With all her love, expressing her sympathies and sorrowful prayers, she requested that our nearby association members please go if possible to comfort the most vulnerable. Our appreciation, U.S. officials, volunteers, and personnel working to assist the afflicted, as we thank Supreme Master Jinghai for her unconditional support. With our condolences for the precious lives lost, we pray for the soon return of regularity to the lives of the tornado-stricken, and that such calamities are eased through our kinder care of all beings.
Supreme Master Jinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens Speak Out. The call for governments to respect human rights and freedoms is being heard as protesters gather on behalf of themselves and fellow citizens in countries that include Australia, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Egypt, France, Georgia, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, Sierra Leone, Spain, Sri Lanka, Syria and Yemen.
Sri Lanka witnessed the largest protest held by workers in the Kuttanayak Free Trade Zone since 1978, when 25,000 people demonstrated against a pension bill and ongoing actions by the government, which they view as eroding their rights and living standards.
In Sierra Leone, President Ernest Bai-Koroma responded to calls for nationwide strikes over increases in the cost of living by removing a 10% tax on imported rice and reducing the cost of fuel.
Serbian former General Ratko Mladic, who's being tried by the International Criminal Court for events that occurred under his leadership during times of war that caused the death of thousands and immense suffering for others, has denied this role. According to a report delivered by his son Darko, the former general claims his orders were to evacuate wounded women, children, and fighters, and that he was not responsible for what occurred behind his back. Around 3,000 Georgians protested on Saturday, May 28th, against the violence used by police, who cleared a square of protesters just after midnight on Thursday morning. U.S. State Department spokesperson Mark Toner expressed support for the people engaging peacefully in their right to assemble and express their opinions, and called for the government to investigate the allegations of police violence.
Saying that they're inspired by the revolutions in Egypt and Tunisia, Spanish demonstrators continue to camp out in the main squares of Madrid and other cities to protest the country's high unemployment as well as austerity measures and corruption. Also in France, more than 1,000 people gathered on Sunday in the cities of Paris, Toulouse and Bayonne for protests modeled on those occurring in Spain. The activists in France spoke out for a more true democracy as well as reforms to improve the sharing of the world's resources.
Calls continue to grow for Saudi Arabia to abolish a ban on female drivers after Ms. Manal al-Sharif was arrested and is still being detained for driving with her international driver's license and posting a video online. The Guardian reports that several other Saudi women have now posted videos of their own driving experience on her Facebook page, with the page having more than 20,000 fans. Meanwhile, WikiLeaks revealed that U.S. President Barack Obama's administration has been quietly encouraging Saudi officials to drop the ban for several years.
Sheikh Ali Salman, leader of Bahrain's minority, Al-Wefaq Party, urged the government to end its violent crackdown on civilians, calling for reform, saying that stability will only come from political change.
Azerbaijan has released journalist and editor Anula Fotanayev, a move welcomed by European Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, who encouraged the government to continue efforts to respect democracy and human rights.
On Saturday, a cruise ship chartered by prominent Libyan businessman Mr. Mohamed Raid carried hundreds of families along with medical supplies and food from Benghazi to return to their homes in Misurata. Meanwhile, Italy's Lampedusa island received over 600 migrants from Libya in a renewed wave of refugees, risking trips by boat across the Mediterranean Sea to flee the conflict. Earlier in the week, Libyan ambassador to the European Union, El-Hadi Hadeba, announced his own and his staff's defection from the Libyan government, a decision that was commended by the European Union as supportive of the country's democratic future.
As we mourn the lives lost and sorrow for the suffering, we pray for the conflicts to cease, with citizens everywhere determining their own lives in sovereign dignity, freedom, and peace.
President Obama concludes European tour with visit to Poland, meeting on Saturday, May 28th with Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, as well as President Bronislaw Komorowski. President Obama paid tribute to the country's currently steady leadership, as he also spoke of her peaceful transition to democracy in 1989. He went on to say that this experience could be a model for countries currently seeking similar transformations. President Obama went on to commend President Komorowski for offering support to Egypt's post-revolution government, as he also expressed his appreciation for the close relations between Poland and the United States. The Polish president later reflected that the visit signified a new chapter in the two countries' relations. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, for your warm-hearted meeting and cordial relations. May your country's shared noble principles continue to benefit fellow citizens and those across the globe.
Drinking while driving costs lives in the UK, as annual alcohol-related hospital admissions increased to over 1 million for the first time ever. The British government has reported that 1 in 6 deaths on the road are caused by drunk drivers. Alcohol dependency was found to have cost £2.41 million in prescription medicines alone, with overall alcohol-related health costs in the billions of pounds. Advocacy groups in the UK remind that there's no such thing as a safe alcohol level for driving. Meanwhile, the country's Department of Transportation has implemented an immediate fine system for dangerous behavior such as drunk driving, in an effort to restore safety to the roads. We are thankful for the concern of both the government and advocacy groups wishing to safeguard the well-being of the public. May more and more people uphold the preciousness of life and health by living alcohol-free.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol.
2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide.
In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use. Costs of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States, $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum.
Liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects. Children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
American poet and musician remembered. On Friday, May 27th, Mr. Gil Scott Heron passed away at the age of 62. In a musical career that blossomed from the late 1960s, Mr. Scott Heron became best known for his spoken word poetry recitations. Combined with jazz and blues, he collaborated with other legendary artists such as Bono, Keith Richards, and Miles Davis in musical works whose themes highlighted values of activism, such as racial and cultural respect. The 20 albums released throughout Mr. Scott Heron's career inspired generations of social conscious rappers, spoken word artists, and the hip-hop movement. Our sincere condolences to the loved ones and many admirers of Mr. Gil Scott Heron. May his soul rest serenely in the heavenly realms of harmony and grace.
Save our planet. As the United Nations marks the International Year of Forests, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, Romania, Serbia, Slovakia, and Ukraine sign a convention to protect old-growth forests across their shared Carpathian Mountains region.
Save our planet. Water shortages are affecting many in India, with 1.2 million in disadvantaged neighborhoods lacking water services, and some in other areas only having the resource available less than 2 hours a day.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
We're following a compassionate diet without any animal products.
Here's a tip of the day about having a cool car during the summer season.
Using a windshield sunshade while parked in warm places can keep your vehicle up to 50 degrees Fahrenheit or about 28 degrees Celsius lower than without it.
It can also protect the interior material of your vehicle from fading.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the worldwide weather.
humanitarian news, the Benazir Income Support Program allocates $750 million for Pakistani women. Initially, the participants in the program receive a monthly stipend. Later, they become beneficiaries of $3,500 to help support self-employment and gain access to family health insurance. One of the women in the program, Azakela, aged 70, used the finances to open an electronic shop for her son. This has bettered her family's financial situation. Almost half of the funds for the project are being donated by the United States. Our gratitude, Pakistan, for this forward-thinking endeavor. Many thanks also, United States, for your generous assistance. May the precious lives of beautiful individuals be improved through these laudable efforts with Allah's immense blessings.
In ecology news, giant tortoises assist in reforesting part of Mauritius. On the Île aux Aigrettes, near the coast of the mainland island of Mauritius in southern Africa, Aldabra tortoises are helping to disperse the seeds of the critically endangered ebony trees. United Kingdom scientists reintroduced the tortoises to the island in 2000. With their assistance, widespread establishment of new seedlings has been successful. Our heartfelt appreciation, United Kingdom scientists and amazing giant Aldabra tortoises, for your important work in restoring the precious forest in Mauritius. May our regal animal friends be protected for the many wondrous gifts they bring to safeguard the planet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting Firefighters Without Borders, whose members have provided training to fire departments in a number of countries. We're going to take a moment and pray for peace in the world. Please stay tuned for more praiseworthy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a kind world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Firefighters Without Borders, which has donated much needed equipment to Peru after a devastating fire to help prepare for future eventualities.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Firefighters Without Borders is dedicated to assisting fire departments in various parts of the world improve their abilities to handle emergency situations. Founded in 1992 by a group of firefighters in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, the nonprofit provides expertise and resources to communities in urgent need.
Firefighters Without Borders has helped in a number of countries. For example, in Honduras, members of the organization trained both firefighters and local emergency response organizations and leaders in cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, and first aid. Equipment such as firefighting gear, hoses, nozzles, children's books, and more were taken by a team to Ventanilla, Peru, after a devastating fire there in 2001. Furthermore, education programs on fire safety are also an important aspect of the group's work while volunteering in an area.
All members of the team take care of their own travel expenses while involved in volunteer activities. The organization also works together with World Vision Canada to better the lives of the people in the communities they visit. Bravo, Firefighters Without Borders. May you continue to help brethren throughout the world with God's blessings.
Please join us for a good laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Prayers.
Billy said, "Will I get everything I pray for, Mama?" So Mother said, "Everything that's good for you, dear." So Billy said, "Oh, what's the use then? I get that anyway already."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you, lovely Supreme Master Ching Hai, for carrying and sharing centuries of eternal love I wish the whole world honors your name, honors your great love, and honors the wisdom that you share with humanity. For it is through your grace, mercy, and love that peace is within reach, and a golden era on the horizon, waiting to shine. With divine reverence and devotion, Santosha from Jordan.
Hi, Santosha. It's wonderful to receive your lovely note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Luminous Santosha, thank you so much for your love and trust. I too await a golden dawn of love between Earth's co-inhabitants. May the Providence bless you and all the beautiful souls of Jordan, and that all your people's noble wishes for peace, harmony, and dignity will soon come true. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartland today? We very much appreciate your heartlands and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with the glorious music of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Representing two of the world's largest trading partners, leaders from the European Union and Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan announced that they will begin preliminary talks as early as 2012 towards a multi-billion euro free trade agreement.
Iraq's Trade Minister Hassan Babacar and Alexei's or Vietnamese Minister of Agriculture Cao Duc Phat signed an agreement to increase their country's cooperation and trade in fields including agricultural, commerce, and industry.
To help them cope with the adverse emotional and psychological effects of serving in dangerous, life-risking conditions, Indian soldiers in the conflicted Kashmir Valley region are benefiting from the practice of yoga, with reports of more alertness and greater peace of mind.
Cuba's National Ballet begins its first tour in the U.S. in 8 years, bringing a message of peace to this cultural exchange.
Following an export ban imposed in 2010 due to drought that devastated harvests, Russia, as the world's third-largest wheat-exporting country, is lifting the ban, effective July 1st.
American country singer, songwriter Taylor Swift turns a rehearsal in Nashville, Tennessee into an impromptu benefit concert, raising over $750,000 for people affected by recent tornadoes across the southern part of the country.
The international research body, Institute for Economics and Peace, releases its 2011 Global Peace Index, ranking 153 countries, with the top 10 most peaceful being Iceland, New Zealand, Japan, Denmark, Czech Republic, Austria, Finland, Canada, Norway, and Slovenia.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.